Afternoon. Chaplain Gans, how you doing, sir? Lead us in our invocation and pledge. Thank you for coming.
Yes. Let us pray. Loving Creator, we give you thanks for this day and for these people gathered here. For Lord, they care about each other and about the city that we call Ocala. We pray, Lord, for your guidance for the work of these people who hear the calling to be leaders in this community. May your hand be upon them as they try to lead this city. May you guide them in their decisions. May their words be heard, and may they be soft as well. May your wisdom reign over top of them. And living God, we give you thanks for a country to where we can say thank you for the freedoms that we have, the freedoms to have a government to where the people can be heard, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And living God, we give you thanks for a place where we can all be free to worship the way that we wish and to live in a society where we all care about each other. May you watch over us and protect our troops overseas and around the world as they fight for this freedom that we so greatly enjoy. May you watch over this time and this place as we go about the business of the city. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Angela, call the roll, please.
Mayor Yours.
Here.
Ms. Heimbuffel.
Here.
Mr. Priester.
Here.
Mr. Glenn.
Here.
Mr. Owen.
Here. And I do appreciate that invitation from the chaplain. It's very fitting. We have a notice of an audit committee meeting we're going to go into, but I want to pull one item off the agenda. I'm going to ask Councilman Glenn to take this. So we have presentations. If you're following on the agenda, we have Operation Enduring Freedom flag presentation. And Mr. Glenn, you want us all up there?
Sure.
I'm going to turn the floor over to Mr.
Sure.
Glenn.
Tonight I have with me Jay Dean. And Mayor, this was one of the proclamations you couldn't do that I got a chance to do, so thank you very much.
I appreciate you stepping in.
Sure. Well, there was a group of men that came back from Afghanistan, and had a proclamation done at the Sky Restaurant when they all came back, and Commissioner Stone was there with me, and I got a chance to meet Jay, and he had a flag that he wanted to present to us that came from their base there in Afghanistan, and we thought it would be appropriate to do it here at this meeting. So I wanted to invite him to do that with us tonight, and he's got the flag. And Jay, tell us a little bit of history, what you can tell us about your group and how long you were deployed, and when you came back and such. And your it's the 3rd Battalion.
Good afternoon, Councilman and women. I'm from Company A, 3rd of the 20th Special Forces Group. We're located here in Ocala, Florida, and we're with the Florida Army National Guard. We're kind of hidden, so a lot of people don't even know that we're here. And it's been such a blessing that the city of Ocala supported us the way that they have. We've been reached out to by schools, as groups, civic groups, private groups, businesses, you name it, everybody kind of went out of the way to find out that we were deployed, and they went out of their way to support us any way that they could. And because of that, that's why I'm here this afternoon. It's an honor to raise a flag over your compound in a time of war, and as an honor, present that to somebody for, there's a lot of numerous reasons. But today I'm here to present you with this flag and this certificate. It says, this certifies the accompanying United States flag was flown over Camp Dyer Special Forces Compound located at Fog Tenti, Jalalabad, Afghanistan, in support of Operation Enduring Freedom in honor of the city of Ocala. The United States flag is flown over Afghanistan, which symbolizes the resilience and bravery of the United States forces to continue to execute the global war on terrorism and bring freedom to the oppressed nations. So, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You want to come up and
call of council.
Mr. President, I want to, one other thing that we wanted to do. Like Jay was saying, they've got a piece of property that we lease them on a 99-year lease. And one of the things that we're trying to do is, Jay, you might want to come back here and answer a question for me or explain something. They've got about, or there's about 2.5 or 3 acres adjoining them that we want to maybe, you know, lease them as a part of this original lease. And it would expand their footprint because, explain to them, like you were telling me the other day, when you deploy, how you have to pull your equipment out and move it and deploy from another location, how this would help you with this expanded footprint of your base.
Sure. With our unit, we're a very equipment-intensive unit, which requires, because we have so many different applications, and for each application, there's a lot of group sets with that equipment, which causes us to need a lot of storage and to have very diversified training. And based on that, we're co-located with another unit, which makes things difficult at times because of the training that we do, having to get the equipment out, deploy the equipment, and actually put it to use because the space isn't there. It's not able to get to it. So we just have everything really not as organized as we would like because of first appearance on space. So that would actually help us to do better training, actually have some things here in town, and hopefully bring some more vendors and different things to here to Ocala to help support us in that event.
Okay. So we had a memo on that, correct?
Yeah, and here's...
Yes.
Yeah, and so he's going to work with his folks on his end and find out what their needs are, and we've got the footprint of, you know, what they, what we've got, and we're working, work out a lease and work for both of them.
We're working all that now.
Yeah, in fact, I think there was an item in your mailboxes Friday, again, some information on that.
All right.
That's
it. We do appreciate what you do. Let's us sit here tonight and talk about other stuff. We appreciate it, your service.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, with that, we are going to sort of divert from the agenda here. We do have a thing that we did notice the audit committee meeting. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Matt Brower, City Manager. Matt.
Thank you, Council President. We're going to begin an audit committee. Some meetings previous, the City Council elected to go ahead and elect themselves to serve as the City's audit committee representatives. In the past, the committee was made up of some staff members and a couple of council members, and I really applaud the council's motion to go in this new direction of having the council members serve as the members of the audit committee. Tonight, we're going to invite the external auditor to come forward and present to you the fiscal year 2009-10 audit. Before he does that, though, I want to provide you some context. And in fact, before I turn it over to external auditor, I'm going to turn it over to John Legge as well. First, I want to provide you some external context for some of the council members that did not serve on the audit committee previously. Over 2 years ago, when our previous city manager arrived, Ricky Horst, he began drilling down into the management letter and found that there were some significant findings and material deficiencies that had not been resolved or mitigated by the city staff. At that time, he began a campaign to correct those, to make those right. And indicated in those meetings that it would take several years to complete. The audit received tonight is the second complete audit since that campaign began. You'll notice that this audit is presented to you in June. Last year's audit was presented to you in September. Next year, we hope that the audit will be completed and forwarded to you in March. And so a great deal of work has been commenced to correct those deficiencies and material findings. And a lot of credit, quite frankly, goes to John Leggy's team, who has an outstanding team, and our external auditors who have provided us great guidance and professional oversight through this process. And so with that, I'll turn the time over to John Leggy.
Thanks, Matt. You're still not done. Sorry. I would like to thank Council for convening the audit committee for this purpose today. As Matt stated, if you'll recall, about 9 months ago, I believe it was September 21st of last year, Earth and Gray came in and presented the fiscal year 2009 audit to the committee. So a lot of work's been done since that time in this very short 9 months. A couple of those things is that the city's bank reconciliations are being done by the 15th of the following month. We are now closing our books by the 15th of the following month, meaning that all transactions that happened in the prior month are completed, journal entries are done, the bank reconciliation is done, and the books are closed on the 15th of every month. Our OpenGov, as you know, we have a website, we can go to financial information. That can be refreshed on a monthly basis so the public can see, you know, accurate current information on our website. We find that necessary in the transparency of financial reporting. And I would like to echo one thing that Matt said. Although a lot of work has been done by the budget and finance team, which I commend them for, a lot of this stuff couldn't have been done without the guidance and the professionalism of Purvis Gray & Company. They've stuck with the city for the last couple of years and have provided technical guidance and many hours of phone calls of how should we handle this, and I'd just like to personally thank them before they come up. And with that, I'd ask Mark White, Tim Musgate, and Phil Geisen to come forward to present a written audit report.
Thank you, John.
Name and address for the record, please.
Mark White, 3540 Southeast 22nd Avenue, Ocala. And I'd start with some introductions. Behind me to the left is Phil Gessner. Phil is the senior staff auditor in charge of your audit. And to my right is Tim Westgate. Tim is my co-partner in charge of the audit. Tim was added a couple of years ago to the team to add additional perspective. And my name is Mark White. Tim and I, again, are the co-partners. We are very pleased to be here today to report the results of the September 2010 audit. And really, we have a lot of positive information to report to you regarding the significant improvements that have occurred in the city's finance and accounting department over the last year. As was previously stated by the city manager and your CFO, we're a full 3 months virtually ahead of where we were a year ago. And that is a significant improvement. But in addition to that, and I believe of equal, if not more significance, is as was reported to you by Mr. Leggy, that your 2011 books are current and up to date. That is the major difference. You're no longer going to be behind in the current year because all your effort was spent trying to get the prior year up to date. So the last couple of years, that has been the challenge, was to break the cycle and punch through and get caught up to date. So not only is the 10 audit 3 months ahead of time, but the 11 audit is now and that you are basically starting the next year from scratch. So
did you ever think you would stand here and say we're on track?
I tell you, it's a real pleasure to get up here and be bringing some good news.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I do appreciate John and Matt and everybody that's involved for that. That's been a monumental task to, as you said, to break a cycle. And appreciate your work, and John, everybody's on that. So with that, go ahead.
That's
one of the more exciting audit reports we can sit through.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think you can understate the significance of that.
Given
those of you that know the history of this process, it's come from down in the bottom of a hole to a pretty good position right now. We're very optimistic. So hallelujah.
Balancing the checkbook every 30 days is not a bad thing to do.
Yeah, it's amazing what that'll do for you. It's amazing. I'll briefly review some of the auditor's reports. You have a report on the financial statements in front of you there, pages 1 and 2, and that report tells you, I'm summarizing this because it's two pages of detailed print, tells you that we've audited your financial statements for the fiscal year ended 2010 in accordance with government auditing standards, and that we've essentially issued a clean opinion on your financial statements, which means that we believe that they are fairly stated in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. In addition, whenever a Florida local government has a financial audit done, we are required to perform that in accordance with government auditing standards and issue yellow book reports where we evaluate the city's internal control and compliance over financial reporting. In the prior year, we had 5 significant deficiencies and material weaknesses included in that report. And we're very pleased to tell you that in the current year, we only have 1 remaining. And the only really the only reason that is in there is because the leadership team that y'all put in place here that's really fixed this problem really wasn't even hired until the 2010 year was substantially complete. So unfortunately, those conditions persisted through the majority of the 2010 year. This is the period end closing routine comment, and we have updated that in detail in the report. And based upon the progress that we have noted, we don't expect that to be in the 2011 report. So that's one last little carryover, if you will, from the past. Additionally, you may remember in last year's grant reports on your federal and state grants that we had a number of compliance issues, all of which have been cleared this year. You have a clean grant report, single audit. And also because the books were in much better shape and we were able to essentially go take some of our efforts and go beyond just trying to put together an opinion on financial statements, we're able to go a little bit further and maybe lift our head above the tree line a little bit more this year. So you also have a management letter in there, which contains a number of recommendations, comments and recommendations. Now these recommendations are different than that yellow book report I was talking about. Anything in the yellow book report is generally a significant deficiency, material weakness. The management letter comments, we don't feel rise to that level. They are recommendations to improve financial management of the city, and we offer them for your consideration. I know you guys got a copy of that, all that report, I believe on Friday. So really, I think that's all we plan to talk about. We would be glad to entertain any questions that you might have.
Anyone have any questions at this point?
I don't have any right now.
Mr. Wayne, you've been on the audit committee previous, correct?
Yeah, I've sat on it before, but I know Angel was asking the last time we had a meeting. It's been a while, but yeah, I mean, where we are now compared to where we were, I mean, yeah, it's amazing. Just the fact that we have our bank statements reconciled is huge and caught up. And now we're working on this year's audit as opposed to catching up.
From exactly.
I mean, it's just, we're light years ahead of where we were.
Yes, absolutely.
So we appreciate all the work that y'all did and John's, you know, department doing what y'all did, because it was a monumental task, I'm sure. So when you probably got here, you went, what have I got myself into? But no, you've all done a great job. We appreciate the work that's done. And now we just need to stay on top of it and, you know, make sure it continues.
Mr. Priester.
Mr. White.
Yes, sir.
How many years has the city had you retained as the external auditor?
It's a good question. I would have to check to be sure, but I'd say somewhere in the vicinity, Purvis Ray's been your auditor for 10 years, I would say. Safe to say.
Thank you.
I do appreciate your patience with the city for the last few years and turning this corner. It is, I can't speak of enough how what a huge monumental task it was of changing a cycle and a mentality, but it's okay to every 30 days have everything reconciled and shut years out, you know, close books out within a reasonable amount of time and not 2 and 3 years, right, because of whatever. So I appreciate all the work you do. And again, John and all your staff and Cindy and everybody. It's just, this is one of these things that don't get a lot of flash and dash, if you will, but it's absolutely huge and just a great testament to a lot of hard work and from a lot of people.
Mr. President, you may, I'd like to have the budget and finance team out here. I'd like them to stand and be recognized. And I just want to tell them I appreciate their hard work. You guys have said a lot of nice words. They've done everything that's been asked of them on a daily basis, long hours and dedication. And I'd like for them to stand and give my appreciation and thanks.
Absolutely.
Mr. President, if you will remember, we used to actually get awards and people were paid bonuses for not having...
Not having everything closed out?
Yeah, not having anything closed out. Statements not reconciled, and we got awards for it.
Yeah. Good stuff. Very good stuff. Mayor, did you have anything that you wanted to...
I just wanted to chime in too. I mean, it's been a long road to haul, but it's like Council President Owen said, it's not the flashiest thing with the finance, but it's very important aspect of the city that kind of flies below the radar. But the finances of the city, and as you see with communities all over the United States and the world, your finances are in a horrible position. So to be solid is a true testament to the hard work that's been put in place. And I know the council went through some pretty tough, we went through some pretty tough times a few years ago to make those changes, but for the right reasons. So.
Well, like I said, I appreciate staff, and Mark, I will tell you, I appreciate you, and you've always got my vote, so I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you very much, and we appreciate the efforts of the staff.
Any other questions for anybody before we... Anyone in the audience? I'm always going to throw this out there. I get in trouble for staff for getting too much audience participation, but anyone in the audience have any questions for anybody on staff or for our auditors? Any questions? Mark, appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right. Angel, is there anything else that we need to do with that committee report? We're good. All right, we're going to close that audit committee, and we're going to move into the agenda if you're following along. Awards, John?